let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Odanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Odanta Forbes. OdantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Odanta.
Hey, Mandy. Hi, everybody.
Have you ever had any problems getting through airport security?
Well, yes, of course. Yes. You know, it's, you know, I would say for the majority, it's been okay, but you just have to recognize that if you plan ahead, it'll be a more seamless experience, especially now that travel is ramping up and there's more flights going, there's more travelers in airport. So make it easy for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that no matter how much you've traveled, and I'm just going to use myself as an example, there is always in the back of your mind, oh my goodness, how long is the lineup going to be? How long is this going to take? And so, yeah, getting there early is probably the best advice you can get to give anybody, because then you've got the time to go through whatever you need to go through, right?
That's right. So there is a authority, it's called the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, that is sharing some tips for that seamless transit through security. So we're going to call it CATSA. And they do encourage all passengers to arrive at their departing airport well in advance of their flight. So many airlines advise passengers to arrive 2 hours in advance for domestic flights and 3 to 4 hours in advance for international flights. And to prepare for screening, just to ensure that all your liquids, gels, and aerosols in your carry-on baggage are in containers of 100 milliliters or less and placed in a clear 1 liter resealable bag. And just to avoid some confusion, because I know I've been asked this question from some of my clients, that the CATSA mobile app, it was permanently closed in March 2029 of this year. So that's not an option for you. So when you go through the screening, tag your carry-on and your checked baggage with your contact information. Give yourself plenty of time to get through pre-boarding screening, especially during peak travel periods, and that would be early morning, noon, and early evening. Leave empty baggage carts outside the screening checkpoint and have your boarding pass ready to present for verification. You may need to show photo identification, but validation of your boarding pass will be done automatically by a scanner, so it should be okay that in that way. Never joke or make small talk about bombs, firearms, or other weapons while going through pre-board screening. You could be charged with an offense under the Canadian Aviation Security Regulations. And they are pretty firm on that one.
I can tell you a story about that.
Oh, okay.
a very good friend of mine was flying out of Saskatoon, and he made that very same mistake, made a joke. They were checking through his carry-on, made a joke about, oh, that's something to the effect of, oh, that's probably just my gun or a bomb in there, that's all. And they raked him through the coals. He was charged, and he really had to apologize and say, I was only joking, blah, 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 blah. They weren't going to let him on that flight. But they had a change of heart, let him fly anyway, but he had to go back, appear in court, and pay his penalty. So yeah, they take it very, very seriously. I always tell my children, don't even say words that rhyme with gun,
yes,
like gum, or, you know, like no jokes, nothing, don't talk to anybody, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, they take that very, very seriously.
And you don't want to give yourself that stress and that angst and, you know, as you say, a financial outlay with regards to paying that fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. So when you get to the bins, you should place all your valuables. So that's like your money clips, watches, passports, and other small items in a jacket pocket or inside your carry-on bag instead of leaving them loose in the bin. And I see so many people doing that, leaving them loose in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can control the order in which you place your items in the bin. So if you have something that you want to keep an eye on, you should place it in the last bin you sent to the X-ray. And then after your X-ray screening, take the bins from the screening line to the large tables provided and repack your belongings. If you don't see all your bins, then one or more is required for additional screening. And bins that undergo additional screening are automatically redirected to a separate search line. You can repack your other items while you wait for the screening officer to call you to the search table. And it is a bit disconcerting when you can't see your bin because you don't
Yes.
realize, because you think, oh my gosh, where is everything? But yes, that's really what happened. And then all bins are tracked by CATSA to ensure the safety of your belongings. If you have a common type of laptop, tablet, cell phone, they suggest you personalize it with a decal or a label, and this avoids mix-ups with someone
Oh.
else's belongings while you're repacking.
That's good
And
advice.
yes, yeah, I think it's something I didn't think of, but
Yeah,
it
me
is good
too.
advice. Yeah, and then you return your bin to the end of the line before you leave the checkpoint, and always make sure you have all your items with you after screening. So, because you're, it's a very, it can be a very chaotic process because there's
Yes.
lots of people, lots of noise, lots of direction. So you can get a little discombobulated. So it's good. You don't want to hear that announcement, "Will Onanta Forms, please return to the securities." Why? Why do I have to go back?
If people have flown through the US, their equivalent of CATSA is the TSA, and it's very similar. Like there's
Yes.
maybe a few odd differences. The thing with me, I find more is they're more picky with taking your shoes off in the US than they are here.
Yes.
And the one time I did get held up, and I totally forgot about this, and you're talking about keeping your keys and all that stuff in a pocket. So I just had a jacket, and it was going through the TSA, and they called me back and said, "Yeah, we have a problem with your jacket." And they always ask, like, "Can we look through? Is it okay?" And here it
Yeah.
was, a little keychain knife. It was about an inch and a half. You know, those little you just attach to
Yes,
your keychain. Totally forgot about it. It was attached to my keys, and so they confiscated it. And I said, "Yeah, okay, I just forgot." So it's just little things like that that can hold you up that you don't even think of. And you always see someone with a cup of coffee or a bottle of water before they go through security, and you can't have that. You got to dump it out. They'll take it. So yeah, just those little things that you just forget, right?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things I've with my travelers and my clients, that they sometimes get a little confused is what is Nexus? What is TSA PreCheck? What is Global Entry? Because there's so many words bandied about.
Yeah.
So Nexus is a joint US Canada program designed to reduce wait times and potentially eliminate some of the hassle at border crossings and airport security lines in both countries. And if you do get a membership with Nexus, it's a 5-year membership that you then have to reapply after that time frame and pay your fee. And it's worth the effort for frequent travelers. And so the difference between Global Entry and TSA PreCheck is TSA PreCheck speeds up security screenings for flights departing from the US. And as the name suggests, it's run by the US Transportation Security Administration. There is a cost if you want to buy that membership. And then there's Global Entry, which includes TSA PreCheck, plus faster US customs screening for international travelers arriving at US airports. It's run by a different agency, which is US Customs and Border Protection. Again, there's a cost for 5-year memberships. So I have the Nexus. I love it. And for me, it speeds up our time going through security.
Yeah, and I think that's the other confusion too, that people sometimes confuse airport security with customs. It's two separate entities, two separate departments, and totally separate, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Any other tips?
There is a tip. Calgary Airport Authority, they have a program where you can pre-register your security time.
Oh yeah, there are some airports that do that. Yeah.
Right. So I think, if you don't have Nexus or you want to make sure that get through in appropriate time, that's a great tool to utilize.
And I always say too, like, if you're unsure, just ask. Like, the
That's
airport
right.
security people are very good. They're very friendly. They're very professional. And if you don't know, just ask. Like, do I take my belt off? Do I take my shoes off? You want the laptop out? What about an iPad? All those things. They'll tell you.
Right. And keep in mind, too, sometimes Kindles need to be taken out of your backpack or your carry-on. Because I've been caught there in the States where I think I've done everything right. I have my iPad out, my phone out. And then be told your Kindle was in there and we need to sort you out. Right?
All those good tips. And yes, and people can find all those tips on the CATSA website. That's the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority website, and the Government of Canada website too, the travel.gc.ca. All the links are there as well. So lots of places to find info. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta.
Take care.